Welcome to the Boardroom, where we openly lie to each other for our entertainment. We'll each present an obscure topic, but the twist is, they could be real or fake. It's our job, and yours, to figure out who's full of shit. All information should be taken with a grain of salt, because even the facts are probably wrong.
Oh, Jordan's now trying to, he's being all cagey with his,
I just want this to fucking go away. Years.
It's just
you just click none. There you go.
I figured it out.
Ryan's really fucked us by giving opening the door back to the whole Zoom background thing.
Well, I don't understand how you all have yours as like perfect just things behind you, and I'm all it's fucking with me.
It might be because you're using your camera is on a different screen than the one you're looking in.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know if that's true.
You have that crazy wall as your side right there.
Yeah. But, you know, check the Instagram for exactly what we're talking about here.
We're breaking into the visual. First podcast ever to cross the boundary.
Ever to do that, which is pretty cool.
I asked Emmy the other day, there's this guy on YouTube that we really like that, like, gives people financial advice. He's, like, a younger guy. But he's like really mean.
Sounds like a Guilty Docs video.
He's like really mean, and he has people submit all their financials and like everything, and then he just like rips people apart for like the dumb shit that they spend their money on.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. It's like I can't get enough. But we watch it on YouTube, but it's like one of those like visual podcasts. And I was like, is this something you can just listen to, or is this like only YouTube podcast? And she was like, no, I think it's only a video. And I was like, that's crazy that podcasting was so oversaturated that now it's like there's video only podcasts.
Right.
That like if I didn't pay for YouTube Premium, I couldn't just listen to as a podcast. I would have to watch it on YouTube.
I just don't understand.
I've got no rationalization to why anyone would want to watch a podcast because it's just people sitting there talking.
I don't get
But says the people that did a live show.
100%.
And a couple live streams.
Paige likes some of those episodes of that Call Her Daddy stuff, and I always forget that's a video, but sometimes if it's playing, I'll look down and just see her being hot, talking to people.
Hot talking. Yeah. That's this podcast, basically.
Damn right.
But so all that to say, the one of my fave pods, the Sloppy Boys, just opened up their started to do a video podcast on YouTube, and because they started a YouTube channel specifically for that, they are now they like can't monetize yet because they're so brand new. They don't have like the subscriber count, so they're now cutting into their like advertising money they're making on audio, so that anybody that is watching on video to grow their show is now actually kind of costing them money.
That's wild.
And I hadn't considered that as a possibility. So we'll never go video.
I was gonna say I don't think that's in the cards for us right now.
Yeah, because we're making so much money now.
I know, and I like keeping it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We covet and hoard.
Yes, we're dragons under the mountain.
Kyle's back.
Kyle's
back. He just had a birthday.
I'm older now. I'm more mature.
You look it for sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Your mac and cheese background is really pointing that out.
We'll get to that. Yes, but I am newly 29, freshly.
29?
You know what they say, barely legal.
Jason Segel.
Barely legal or Jason Segel. Write that down.
That's good. That could be like fucking bad.
Yeah, that could be gross. But yeah, we had I had a little birthday weekend, so to speak, because my birthday was on Friday. Mm-hmm. This comes out on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then we partied on Saturday too. But so now Sunday, it's I'd say the second fall spring in New York so far. So we're going to just take a nice stroll around the park later after we're done.
Nice.
Is your bike working?
It works great.
You should do some of that. Throw some pegs on
it. The squeaky wheels got the grease?
Yeah, wheels got the oil. Brake pads are all lubed up.
That has to do with my topic, so this is all pretty cool.
Oh, right.
Nice.
Because of bike. Well, I mean, ooh,
shut
spoiler.
Up. Shut up.
Uh-oh. Do you guys want to kind of just like go for it? Because
let's go.
I got to turn this bitch around.
Yeah, facts.
Can I go first?
Yeah, I'll go second.
I'm going to go first.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm doing piggybacking off of Kyle's last list where he loves to just rip into us and make us look stupid. I mean, make Jordan look stupid.
Yeah,
I
thanks. But this is my redemption app. I can feel it.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I have built up a lot of bad karma. And I know it's, the crosshairs are firmly pointed at right in between my eyes.
I'm doing Card Sharks or Fard Sharks 3.0. Media years. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you the name of a movie or a TV show, and with a couple, you know, there are a couple other ones in there that'll be fun.
Oh, like a cooking
little curveballs here. That would have been fucking good. Oh, whatever.
Just rewrite it real quick.
You'll have to tell me if it came out before or after the one before.
Why is this called Card Sharks, Fard Sharks? I don't remember why, but why?
So, yeah.
It's a game show. Kyle, you can go for it.
Yeah, it's a game show where, like, and they play it at, like, you know, in the commercial breaks of basketball games and shit where it's like a high or lower thing. So you get in Wyatt's background, you get a 4, and you have to guess, is the next card high or lower? And the further along
you get. So it's like golf, the drinking game.
Yeah, right. Or a part of Ride the Bus.
I don't know that.
I haven't ridden the bus since I was, like, 15.
But so, yeah, I guess it seems to be a game show from the 70s thing, yeah. That has now been relegated to in-between commercial breaks.
It's that good.
They do it where they, like, bring the one lucky fan out on the court, and if you get the first one, you get, like, $25 to Sherwin-Williams. Then if you get the second one, you get, like, the Cavaliers branded swag bag. And if you get, like, all the way to the end, then you get, like, $500 Key Bank prepaid Visa card.
Nice. So it's Lasting Legacy is that and The Boardroom. So it's never been doing better.
It's fucking killing right now.
Soaring. Stocks are up.
It's got far.
So to start off
title.
Here, we're starting with Titanic.
Word.
And because we have to start with a place, do you guys want to guess, just for like a bonus point, do you guys want to guess what year Titanic came out?
I know that.
I think I know that.
Okay, well, this is going to be a blurt out. Okay. Whoever gets there first, that's just
1997.
It. I was just, fuck okay. You, bitch. Okay. I'll say 98, but I think it's 97.
It's 97.
Yeah.
So Kyle gets a point. Jordan,
good
are you
job.
Score or?
On the
yeah,
board
I'll
already.
Keep fucking score.
Thank
Actually,
you.
No, wait, sorry. I'll keep score.
Okay.
Okay. So Titanic came out in 1997. Did the movie Groundhog Day come out before or after
before.
Titanic?
Or is this just blurting out?
Yeah. Kay. Jordan gets a point.
Fuck.
Did the premiere of Friends come out before or after Groundhog Day?
After. I think nice. I said it first.
I heard Jordan first.
Oh, that sucks.
Did the first Men in Black come out
after.
Before or after?
After.
Okay. Fuck. Well done, Kyle.
This is a real hot button thing.
I know.
Yeah, ooh, this one's going to go by super quick.
I'm tense.
Did Silence of the Lambs come out before or after? Okay.
Fuck,
Jordan
I was
gets it.
Say that. I feel like I do know these, but
I was going
like,
to say these are good ones. These are big ones.
Yeah.
Did the finale of Seinfeld come out before or
after?
Kyle, you said after?
I said after.
Nice.
Whatever, dude.
Yes. It's 3-3.
We haven't been. That's the first one we were split on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we both knew both answers, and that time you were just wrong.
Shut up. Why?
So,
shut up. I already didn't get the point. Eat me.
Yeah. Lay off, dude. Did the premiere of Rugrats come out before?
Kyle probably
or
knows
after?
This because he just started watching it. Before. No, after.
I'll say before.
Yeah, you are right, Kyle.
Fuck!
but it's because you're watching.
Yeah, it's because I'm doing a rewatch. I have been meaning to do a rewatch of Hey Arnold recently. I feel like I need to revisit that.
You miss anything the first time? Now that you're a Brooklyn boy, you're
exactly.
Like, oh, I can actually relate to some of this
it's
stuff.
It's very weirdly, you know, it's very based. It's very, there's lots of public infrastructure in that show. Teaching kids
about
the
his
right lessons.
His bedroom, so cool.
His bedroom was sick. And he lived in a boarding house with immigrants. It was very woke for its time.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I think it's great.
Good for you, Paramount, Nickelodeon's parent company. Stoop Kid. Okay. Mission Impossible 1.
After.
Did that
after.
Come out? Okay. After. I heard Kyle first.
I don't even remember what we were relating. Rugrats. Okay.
Fucking Rugrats. Yeah.
I was like, that's modern. That's modern.
The Fast and the Furious.
After.
Did that come out?
Before?
Okay.
Oh.
After, yes. Okay. 28 Days Later.
After.
That come out. Okay, correct.
Shut up, Jordan.
You didn't even guess because you're so fucking stupid, idiot.
It's literally like if you take a second to think about it, you lose.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
The premiere of Scrubs.
Before.
Before or after. Well done, Jordan.
I hate Jordan.
The premiere of King of Queens.
After.
Before.
Fuck, I think it's before.
What did you say,
Kyle? I said before.
Yeah,
during all the hubbub.
Jackass the movie, before or after?
After.
Before.
Jordan gets a point. Fuck. Now this one, you guys are gonna love this one. Was Johnny Knoxville born before or after Jackass the movie came out?
Before.
Yes,
what?
Before. I needed a way to get back lower into.
God damn it. That just hurt my fucking brain. It was so dumb. Okay, so it's 7-all, I guess. Fuck me.
I was like, okay, we're getting too high up. What's a way to like bring it way back?
That's
down?
The one that gets me back in this game.
God damn, I'm buzzing. Okay, cool.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, before or after Johnny Knoxville
after.
Was born?
Before.
After. Correct, Jordan. The premiere of the A-Team.
Before.
After.
Well done, Kyle.
Pick up the junk point.
The premiere of everybody's favorite show, The Cosby Show. Before or after?
After.
After.
After, correct.
Jordan's
so, Jordan.
Yeah.
It is 9-8. It is really neck and neck.
No.
The premiere of SNL,
before
or after The Cosby Show? Before I heard Kyle first.
I heard us at the first. Same goddamn
I was so
time,
much more before
fine,
you,
dude.
Bro. The tape will show how early I was.
It's all depending on how well I get the audio track
it's
synced up,
edit.
Too. 2001, A Space
before.
Odyssey.
Before.
Kyle?
God damn it.
The premiere of Star Trek,
after.
Before or after 2001?
Before.
It feels kind
Fuck.
Of fucked up to not, like, whenever someone says the right answer, I just say, yes, you got the point. And then Jordan will say, or Kyle will say the wrong one, and I'll wait a second.
You got to hesitate.
Yeah.
Let us
Star Trek was before?
Yes.
Dumb.
1966, and Space Odyssey was 1968.
I thought it was close, but...
Yeah.
This is another sweaty one. I've got five more here.
I'm like in a gamer hunch right now.
I know,
I'm
dude.
Like
this
trying
is,
to be
I can't
like...
even take a drink of anything. I'm going to freak out.
It is 11-9. How do you guys feel about this so far?
I'm having fun.
I
it's going to take
fun.
2.5 minutes to do this whole thing, but like I'm having fun.
Okay, so this one is the other sweaty one I have. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
After. Oh, wait.
Hold on.
Obviously,
he
I get
the point. Sent back to the 60s.
Before.
When it, like, is it before or after the premiere of Star
before.
Trek? That
I think after.
Movie takes place. After.
God. Because
I feel
it.
Like in Goldmember, he goes back to, like, 19. Or was that, was, I don't know. I
no,
felt
Spy
like it was
Spy Who Shagged
late.
Me, he goes back to 1969.
Right.
The funniest year.
69.
Yeah.
Summer of type Jag.
Jaws. I bought my first six string then. Jaws.
After.
Before or after the setting?
After.
After. Because the teeth.
Because the teeth.
Jordan.
I know.
You're doing so well.
I know.
You had me in the first half, not going to lie.
Halloween.
After.
Michael Myers' first.
Oh, wait. You didn't
after.
Say the year of Jaws, right?
No.
I didn't
but
say.
We all know. It's 1975.
Okay, before.
Is that right, Wyatt?
It is after. You originally said after.
Oh, 78. Is Halloween 78?
Yeah. So who gets that point?
I don't know, dude.
Nobody gets that point.
No, I mean, Jordan definitely got it. I was hung up on whether or not I just knew the year Jaws came out as a fact. Is that right?
I didn't. I had forgotten.
You were correct. Yes. You were both correct in calling out specifically 78 and 75.
But Jordan can have the point.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
here it is, Fetch.
The first Star Wars, before or after?
Before.
Before.
That one
Jordan
was close.
That
I'll
point.
Give it to Jordan.
Oof.
You'll give it?
It is. Yeah. Here's the last one.
What's the score? Is it
13-11.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing about this one is it's worth.
Don't say it.
3 points.
Oh, shit. That's weird.
All right. Then hold on. What was the last one we just did? First Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Okay. I'm ready.
Star Trek, the motion picture.
After.
First Star Trek movie. Jordan wins.
Come the fuck on. That's not worth 3 points. That is bullshit.
Oh, now you're going to double back?
God damn it.
My heart is racing.
Your fucking pity win then. All right, bitch.
You agreed to it. I don't have to let it go.
No,
it's
just
up to
so
Wyatt.
You know, I am my kindness allowed you to win because I felt like you needed it.
Jordan needed to win a card shark.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have.
God damn it, dude. That was my one shot for card shark or whatever.
To be fair, card he did shark. Win.
Also, you said 3 points, so like fair and square right
no,
there.
You are correct. You do have 14 points. I do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, that's how
it
that
makes
works.
Sense.
Man, Jordan,
I feel really good about that. It was, there was a lot of integrity involved. It was really good.
Yeah. Classic fair play.
Wow. Didn't realize the boardroom was giving out participation trophies now, but
anyway. Good American good rapper formerly known as Baby Jesus, annual men's multi-stage bike race held in France. Today I'm doing the long awaited Da Baby or Da France.
Okay.
Yes, unfortunately, has been discussed for a couple of years.
I tried so
hard to do Black Eyed Peas or Black Eyed Peas this morning, and man, not enough information about the canned food.
Yeah, I guess not. Once you get past that, it's mostly only eaten on January 1st.
There's that
1st.
New Year's Day type beat, and then I did do the math. Can you guys guess about how many Black Eyed Peas are in a can? Like, this will be the first point. I'll do the thing Wyatt did. This will start us out. This will loop us up.
I'm
going to
say 88.
What did Wyatt
say? Like 150?
140.
Fuck. Kyle would get it. All right, Kyle gets the point.
What a good shitty thing. Episode.
Yeah, dude, wait till you guys hear mine.
I just see really, your sheet
I really
in the
did not want to go last because...
Because it's so fucking stupid.
They don't even know what my list is yet, and it's
no.
It's heavy dumb.
I believe
great.
It.
Heavy extra strength, it's a palate dumb. Cleanser episode.
Yeah. We're all just right. Getting back in the swing. It's a morning app, you know.
Which is taller, the average height of a professional cyclist or DaBaby?
Cyclist.
DaBaby.
Cyclist by 1 inch.
Oh, I wow. Always assumed DaBaby was a short king.
He 5'8", like Wyatt.
That is a short king.
I'm not. I'm 6'11".
I'm not.
So it's 6'11" now.
The Tour de
I'm
France.
I'm 7'50".
Hell yeah.
The Tour de France has been held annually since 1903, only missing 2 stints of time due to the 2 world wars. Can you name 2 DaBaby songs?
Fuck.
I know the answer is no, but can you try to name 2?
Wait, hold on,
songs?
Hold on. Is he Rockstar or is that Lil Baby?
There's one.
Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. So I think I should get a half point for getting one.
Well, yeah okay.
And fine. And the one where he goes, "Let's go."
That is his little trademark, I think.
Yeah.
The words, "Let's go."
Let's go. Let's go.
DaBaby on the beat. Is that a song?
Oh, wait.
You got it, Kyle. I can feel what you're thinking.
Levitating by Dua Lipa featuring DaBaby.
Okay.
Booyah.
Oh, fuck.
That's the
Dua
other.
Dua Lipa with DaBaby.
Dua Lipa with DaBaby.
Left foot, right foot, left foot.
He's got it.
Is Jonathan Lindale Kirk the name of the most recent U.S. champion or the Tour de France, of the Tour de France, or DaBaby's given name?
Can you say it again?
Jonathan. Yeah. Jonathan Lindale Kirk.
I believe that is DaBaby.
I believe that is a cyclist.
Is DaBaby.
Is DaBaby.
Shit.
Let's go.
Again.
Again.
Fuck off.
True or false? Both DaBaby and Lance Armstrong are from Kyle's home state of Ohio.
False.
False.
It is false. That's
you're thinking of Neil Armstrong.
For an extra point, which of the two are from Ohio?
Lance.
It's duh.
Where in Ohio is he from?
Cleveland, bro.
No way.
On that Drew Carey type beat.
Him and Kid Cudi.
Did we ever find out if Lil and Duh are friends?
No.
No.
Or boss?
Age old question.
This is like not the first topic we've done on DaBaby.
Is it not? We've definitely talked about it.
We definitely did Lil Duh or Boss one time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, we did. Oh, well, then one yeah. of you has an advantage. I definitely didn't do that.
I didn't know that, like, I don't know, whatever. I don't remember anything.
I didn't remember how big a fan of Duh I was.
Yeah.
What are there more of? DaBaby Grammy nominations or cyclists that have died during the Tour de France?
Good Lord.
I know,
if
right?
I think it's France.
Yeah. Cycle.
No.
Oh.
Wow.
That's good.
He's been nominated for 8
That's
Grammys
good.
And there have been 4 fatalities.
That's good.
That's it?
Good well, for
there have
both.
Been there have been a lot more of surrounding people. I think there's like 8
spectators,
or 9 of those.
If
but
you will.
Like cyclists 4. They know what they're doing.
It looks like I'm wearing a hat right now.
It does look like
the
you're wearing
thing's
it.
Glitching out. I also did a topic on the Tour de France. So.
Did you really?
Actually, when, it was listening. The one that Ryan was on. It was the like the sports episode.
Well, looking at
it
the
about
points,
doping.
Like the score right now, you wouldn't guess that you did anything on Tour de France. So,
Fuck
did anybody
dude.
Get a point just then?
I can actually, it's pretty interesting
no,
because I remember the weird thing about my thing is that. If I get shit in your topic, I actually take away.
I get to subtract 3 points.
That's so strange.
The win that he gifted you, now you're shitting all over it.
Which is a higher dollar amount? The amount of quiche each first rider to cross each stage of the Tour de France makes, or DaBaby's Audemars Piguet Royal Oak watch?
That one.
I
the
think
watch.
The France.
That's the watch.
Shit.
That's the watch.
$60,000 for the watch, $12,000 per thing they pass.
You only get, oh, I thought it was like what the winner gets.
No, the winner gets like $500,000 or something.
But it's in euro.
Yeah.
So like, ew.
Downvote. Dua Lipa's hit song, Levitating, features DaBaby, in which he raps 200 words. Can you tell me how long the Tour de France is in miles?
I fucking hate when you do those.
It's like word problems.
Yeah. In miles. It's got to be like, all right, wait, this is going to be a dumb question. I really don't want you guys to make fun of me.
Well,
yeah, it'd be mean to do
choose
that.
Choose
your
words. Yeah, that's not up to us.
Is Tour de France, does it go around the whole country?
It goes into other countries. It's long as fuck.
Okay, yeah, but it doesn't just
say,
like do a big circle around France.
Yeah, they do. They go around the perimeter of France
on all the roads that are just outlining.
I'm gonna say like 870 miles.
I'm so glad Wyatt guessed first because I was gonna say like 100.
I promise
you
it's
fucked.
Way more than 100.
I won't. Out of solidarity, I won't prices right you, and I will say 750 miles.
Guys, do you want to guess again? Because it's a lot higher than both.
Okay. Really? All right. 3,000. You dumb shit.
Oh, I feel like you can, like, I feel like a dumbass could ride 100 miles on a bike in like 3 hours.
A dumbass. A common fool.
A bitch with training wheels could do that in like a Star Wars.
You could, anyone could walk 26 miles, but that doesn't mean anyone could run a marathon.
I guess.
Bike tour to France on accident.
Anyway, it's fucking way more than 800 miles. You should guess again.
Like 5,000.
Okay, calm down.
I'm
going to
say like 3,700.
Jesus Christ. It's 2,200 miles.
Okay. We weren't that far off. In the
beginning. You weren't. I guess that's a Wyatt point.
This reminds me of this one. It's one of those things that I like can't let go of, even though it happened in high school like a decade ago. But we were out on our
plenty of those.
We're out on the football field. We're doing something for like a class, and they're like, "Oh, let's do class outside," kind of thing. And there was a cell phone tower like that you could just sort of see in the distance, and somebody pointed it out, and everyone was talking about it. And they were like, "How tall do you think that is?" And I, for some reason, I just went, "What do you think, like 30 feet?" And it was easily like a 200-foot tall tower. And I don't know why. I just was like, like 30 feet, not being probably sarcastic like 30 feet, at all. Like totally like thinking it was a valid guess.
And then you went into radio because you just want to make up for it.
Exactly.
Now I'm like, that's a 1,300-foot AM tower right there.
And I'm like,
paycheck, please. Okay.
Oh, boy. I laughed really hard right there.
The Tour de France is long as shit. Apparently. You tell me, on average, how many bikes each rider will typically use throughout the race. Hint, it's one more than DaBaby has children. I know that'll help me.
You could have said they use a lot of bikes. How many children does DaBaby have? Would have been equally as helpful. They use multiple bikes. Is that legal?
Yeah, it's super legal. They go 2,200 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
it's because of tires and shit. You got to fix them ties.
Bent axle.
I've got almost 400 on the old e-bike.
Wow.
So you've done four Tour de France.
Tour de France. I do 7% of a Tour de France to and from work every day. How many bikes do they use?
12.
Ooh, that's a good guess. I'm going to say...
DaBaby has 11 kids.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going to say 4.
I forgot about that part of it. 4. All right, good point. How about 6?
Okay, so it's 5. He has 4 kids.
Oh, okay. So I guess that's Kyle.
Cool.
This is a good one. I'm
trucking along. LeBron James has gone on record as loving which of these? Tour de France. Because of TDF, he purchased part ownership of Cannondale Bike Company.
Okay.
Good for him.
Yeah,
yes.
Isn't that cool?
He's going to do something with that $1 billion endorsement. With all that Space Jam 2 money.
True.
We got like 4 more.
Great. What's the score?
5-4.
Okay,
right.
Yes.
Advantage.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I have 6-4 here. Oh. Kyle has 6.
I like Wyatt's.
I could have been wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
I like Wyatt's better. Let's go with that.
All right, that's fine.
I'll give it to Kyle. Nice. I'll let him have 6.
6-4, Kyle. True or false? The most recent Tour de France champion, Jonas Vingegaard, reportedly has the same net worth as DaBaby.
False. I think DaBaby's worth more.
Yeah, I would have to say false.
It's true. For an extra point, what is the net worth that they share?
I'm going to say like 20 mil.
I'm going to be a bitch, and I'm going to say 21 mil.
It's 5 mil.
Ah.
Sorry. Hey, we're big DaBaby fans.
You ain't been
DaFrance
in it long
fans.
Enough.
I know. But I figured
clearly
the Dua Lipa hit might have juiced the numbers a little.
Yeah. Probably did.
All right, 2 more. About how many bicycles does DaBaby weigh?
Now, this is...
Tour de France bicycles are like Kyle's super cool
I just
bike.
Looked up not the thing you have. average bicycle weight, like not a mountain right. bike.
Can you tell us how much that is, bike. Or do you want us to just?
No, I think you should just wing it.
I'd say like 3.5 bikes.
About 30 feet.
Fuck. I share my vulnerabilities with my best
the
friend.
Way that Kyle, we've all had stories like that, but the way that you just reacted to it again makes me want to always remember that that is an option to say.
It's fair. It's a good bit. And
folks,
it's like
he just hid himself, his face in his hands, like at just the slightest mention of 30 feet.
Fuck.
I'm going to say.
Kyle said 3.5 Kyle said 3.5
How much does a bike weigh, Kyle, to you?
I don't know. I think he thinks it weighs like 40 like, fucking pounds.
Mine weighs almost 70.
Yeah, it's a fucking electric bicycle.
I'm just saying.
Kyle.
But if you take all the weight of all the e-bikes out there and all the weight of all the Featherlight Tour de France bikes,
no, it's,
average
it's,
them out.
It's just a regular road bike average.
Then can I change
my
answer?
Sure.
I'm going to say 21 bicycles.
I'm going to say like 10.
9.5 bikes.
Fuck.
That's a
the average. The average weighs 18 pounds.
That's super light.
I guess 8 pounds.
I wish my bike weighed that little.
It doesn't. Last one. DaBaby has gone on record as supporting Donald Trump's run for 2024 presidency.
Oof.
True or false? Trump created his own cycling competition in the late 80s called Tour de Trump.
True. Gotta be.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna say false.
It's true, dude. The winner would win $250,000. He went on record. There are interviews. He was like, this is going to be the U.S.'s Tour de France. And I'm like, bro, we're in that one. Chill the fuck out.
What was it around, like, the Mar-a-Lago compound or something?
Right. You ride from Mar-a-Lago to the Villages and back.
About 100 miles.
Yeah.
All right. That's a Kyle dub.
Love that.
Well done.
There won't be another one of those.
Are you sure?
There can't.
I also believe that. I think Wyatt could do his again. The rest of these, I believe, are single parters.
Yeah.
Because as you can see, if you're watching while looking at our Instagram post, I have a nice hearty thing of
weird.
Baked mac and cheese as my background. Because today...
It do look tasty.
It does, look delicious. Tight. We are doing... The long-awaited. You guys have been asking for it in the Patreon and the
clamoring
Discord.
For
the final matchup between mac and cheese or Macklemore.
So fucking stupid. Okay,
I know.
Cool.
I told you it was dumb.
So is it Mac or O'More?
It's not really gonna. We'll get there. We'll just let me do my preamble.
Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Macklemore was a musical moment in history, an artist which many assured me that I was in the wrong for not liking the musical stylings of. While he has now faded into the background of music history, his legacy of songs about thrift shop and ceiling can't hold us will be stuck in our hearts forever like an obnoxious saxophone loop. Mac and cheese, specifically for today's episode, Kraft Blue Box, will live in our culture long after everyone forgets who Macklemore is next week. A meal enjoyed by children and adults alike, the blend of salty noodles and tangy cheese powder, is truly what we all actually want when we're forced to go to a fancy restaurant and order the filet mignon or the lobster tail. Blech.
Dude, you're getting me all bricked up for mac and cheese. It's like lunchtime.
So today, we're going to compare the two because their names both have mac in them. I'm hungover, and why the hell not? So this is Macklemore or mac and cheese.
In his 29th year, this is what he chose to talk about for 30 minutes.
This is my first 29-year-old list. This is my mature form. All right. True or false? The iconic blue box that Kraft uses was first conceptualized by a low-level Kraft employee, Benjamin Hammond Haggerty.
False.
True.
That's the name of Macklemore.
Why?
Is it true?
Jordan gets 2 points. False. Yeah, that dude. Is Macklemore's real name.
I mean, it fucking had to be.
I was gonna do.
That dude looks like Benjamin for sure.
I was gonna claim that that was the guy that invented mac and cheese, but I was like, it was definitely invented in Italy at some point, and that is right. The least Italian sounding name I think I've ever heard.
Oh, Benjamin
Hammond Haggerty. It's almost Irish.
It's like Irish, yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna say a quote here. Quote. Wait, are you guys like big Macklemore heads?
Fuck no, dude.
Okay, so you don't know like. Okay, whatever. Okay,
I know ahead. That. Walk into the club like, walk it up. I got a big cock.
So the line is, quote, the box, the smell, the stuffin'. Is this from the first commercial advertising Kraft Blue Box or from the Macklemore song Wings with a dollar sign?
Bro. Macklemore song.
Commercial.
Macklemore song Wings. Talking about a pair of shoes.
That's stupid.
There's another line in there about the tread, but I cut that out because I thought it would give it away. It's not, they don't talk about tread when they talk about mac and cheese.
Not usually, unless they tread their undies.
So Kraft Mac and Cheese is known for their iconic shapes, which some people, like my wife, claim taste different, even though they're made out of the same ingredients. Which of these was not a limited-time Kraft mac and cheese shape? So I'm going to give you four, and one of them was not actually a shape. Ninja from Fortnite. Unicorns. Previously mentioned on this pod, Space Jam 2, or Madagascar the movie.
Space Jam 2.
Madagascar.
You think that was not the shape?
Yes.
Yes.
You're both wrong.
Okay, is it Ninja from fucking Fortnite?
It's Ninja from Fortnite.
Yeah, that was my... That's so dumb.
Yeah.
I had to put that one first because I was like, I think if they think about it, they'll know that that's obviously not it. But I guess not.
It just seemed that they... He was everywhere.
He was.
And it was blue hair, blue box. I know that's what you were thinking.
No, I just love to mention Ninja from Fortnite whenever I get the opportunity.
He's your favorite guy.
Throwing it back to my good buddy Jord. How many Kraft Blue Box mac and cheese boxes tall is Macklemore?
Stacked. I'm going to say stacked vertically.
Height-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you're not going to tell us how tall a box is.
I'll tell you how tall Macklemore is.
What is he, like 6'1"?
He's 5'10". Pfft. Short Whatever. King.
Fuck you.
All right, I'll say on behalf of my buddy Wyatt, I don't think 5'10 is short. I think it's like pretty like average.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
I got you, dog.
I'm putting my low five out for you. High five.
This sounds like they that TikTok trend where people that'll like snow 3 inches and people go outside with a ruler and be like, man, this is a lot of snow. Some people would say, you know, too much even. I mean, 3 inches, that's that's pretty big. That's a big amount of snow.
I'm going to say he's 8 boxes tall.
That's a good guess.
Thank you. Guys, I got Hamburger Helper last week because I saw it at the store. Fucking hurt my tummy so bad. I threw the fucking rest away.
When?
That's all.
I'm going to say, fuck, I feel like, I'm just going to say 10.
Technically, Jordan should get the point, but it is mathematically 9.97 boxes. You were 0.03 boxes away.
Fuck.
You're just
you
the part with the box top printed on it. That's
fuck.
The
No, you know what? Fuck the Price is Right.
It's probably fuck a that. Stupid little hair.
That's really the thing I'm mad at here.
Number 5.
Fuck you.
Which sold more? Macklemore's 2017 album Gemini, the much anticipated follow-up to
what
The
year?
Heist, 2017.
That sold like a box of shoes worth, I bet.
The album Gemini, the much anticipated follow-up to The Heist, or KMNC boxes in a single day.
That's so fucking
yeah.
mean. But
easy,
that.
It's that. Kraft says sells about 1 million boxes a day. whereas Gemini only sold about 600,000 copies.
Oh, that sucks. Jordan, you're still keeping score, right?
Yeah.
What's the score?
I think it's 5-1.
Cool. Me?
No.
It's you're still in it. I have 11. Number 6. Macklemore officially apologized to Kendrick Lamar for winning Best Rap Album over him in 2014. It's like,
that's
whoa.
So
what was Kraft's big embarrassment from this same year?
2014. What was going on in 2014?
Did they do something about like Benghazi or whatever?
I will say I'll give you
they
the
did,
hint.
They did a 13 hours the story of Benghazi tie-in.
Yeah, with shredded document shape and email server shape. No, I will say that it is nothing political. It's something that they did within their company.
Oh, is it
a
like
lot
a,
of layoffs?
Is it like a? The well, it's before Me Too, so nobody had committed sexual violence beforehand
at Kraft.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say there was some racial accusations or something.
You guys went really dark with it.
I
they,
said layoffs.
They
accidentally did green boxes instead.
A printing error. They switched to take more artificial flavors out, and a lot of people did not like the new taste.
You thought that was going to be an answer that we would think of?
That was probably right around the same time Domino's were like, we're going to start making real pizza.
Exactly. I'm
going to use actual ingredients.
This was some hard grasping at straws, at paper Whoa. Straws. Number 7, another quote here. I'm not sure there's a way to express what you mean to me. Is this quote from the Macklemore song Cowboy Boots, or is it the last thing Kraft CEO Carlos Abrams Rivera said to his all hands meeting before announcing another round of layoffs?
I think it's that one.
Oh my God. I'm going to say it's the lyric.
It's the lyric. It's Cowboy Boots. Yeah. I didn't mean to drag Carlos Abrams Rivera like that, but I had to.
I think who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I know.
He's the CEO of Kraft.
Oh, congrats. More successful than fucking Macklemore.
Yeah. Oh,
no
by
doubt.
Far.
Comparing net worth. No, I'm kidding. No, this one's so much worse. Number 8. Which between Macklemore and the Kraft Foods Company, which has publicly denounced the genocide in Gaza?
Kraft.
Macklemore.
Okay.
Well, why gets the point? Kraft suspiciously silent.
Wow, fascinating. Yeah. Can't believe that a corporation hasn't said anything yet.
Which was born first? Kraft Food Groups Inc., specifically under that name, or the Macklemore lead single from The Heist, Thrift Shop?
The
Kraft.
You're both saying Kraft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Thrift Shop.
No shit.
Although
no
incorporated both in 2012, Thrift Shop hit the stores before the Kraft merger took place.
Mm.
Number 10. What's the score?
5-3.
Okay, Wyatt. You go 2-0 on these, and then you send us to a tiebreaker.
You got a tiebreaker?
I got a tiebreaker.
Bet his ass.
Oh, okay,
and you're never going to believe it.
How many noodles are in the box?
That would have been good. Number 10, whose product is scathingly described as ultra-processed?
Mac and cheese. Yeah, that's a good
you?
Question. By you.
Who has had the ink spilled in the shape of ultra processed while referring to their product?
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. That's Word. Actually, I found on Wikipedia, that is like a designation of food products is ultra processed, which is
nasty.
Yeah.
Nastified.
All right. Well, this is a Jordan dub, I guess. But number 11, which is longer? The song Same Love, the longest track on the album, or the average cook time for a box of Kraft mac and cheese?
The song.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
God damn.
Should we do the tiebreaker for 3 points?
Yeah.
Fuck it, sure.
Okay. How much?
Wait, no, let's not do it for 3 points because
we won't. We'll just do it for fun. Yeah, we don't want a three-way tie.
Okay, well,
two-way tie.
I extended my olive branch.
I appreciate you.
And this one is dumb. Good win, Jordan. But let's send it out on a high note here. How much does a box?
It was on a low note.
Yeah. How much does a box of Kraft mac and cheese weigh in M&Ms?
Oh fuck.
And I will say a box weighs about 7.25 ounces.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's helpful.
Thanks, dude. Thank you.
So if you remember from previous episodes about what an M&M weighs.
I don't remember anything about previous episodes.
760 M&Ms.
Ooh. I'm going to say 500.
Do you guys want to guess again? It's lower.
Really?
200.
320.
Wyatt gets the pity point for 226.5 M&Ms.
Wow.
Cool. I could probably eat that.
I could probably eat that.
200 M&Ms.
On your 100-mile Tour de France.
Listen, guys.
I could fucking do that in like
a
weekend.
We all make mistakes. All right. Well, that was Macklemore or mac and cheese.
I like
well
that.
Done. I like
that
a lot.
A single parter for sure.
Three sweaty boys doing three sweaty topics.
That was a lot. I liked the movie one a lot. You could definitely do a 2.0.
Yeah.
Macklemore, I think you should do some digging. Yeah.
I think you should do something a little different.
Just more on that.
I can't believe that. I mean, I think it's like deserved an apology, but the fact that he went to Kendrick Lamar and was like, yo, I'm sorry that they gave me the best rap album Grammy for The Heist, like, over Good Kid, Mad City. Like, he's not wrong, but wow, that's embarrassing. That's really
that's
embarrassing.
That's beta shit.
It's very beta.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very much like white guilt. Like,
yeah, it's.
I'm sorry, man. They did the wrong thing. We're up to me. And it's like, okay.
It also, yeah, it feels a little
I'm making
like,
actual good music.
Yeah, it feels a little like Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side, like white savior a little bit too. He's like,
yeah,
I'm going
to be
the one to stand up for my buddy Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
No thanks. Jordan.
What's up?
What you got, man? Love the new song. Loving that tune.
Yeah,
thanks, bro. Thanks. I got
even
new
though
song
you look very scared on your album cover.
I'm going, ah!
What scared you? What's it, the spider? Me and the spiders?
Spooky spider.
See that Ep song. Yeah, that song came out last week. That's, you know, just keep on streaming it, and I got more in the pipeline.
Cool.
That's about it right now.
Hell yeah.
Was that your butt? Pipeline?
Kyle.
But what you got?
I got some music of my own cooking. I got the same stuff with Sean is we're about to go do vocals. I had a little, you know, delays, etc. You know, life, man. Life is life.
Life do be
happening.
Do you
think you're going to add some vocal delays to some delays to the vocal?
Delay.
Yeah. Or maybe you'll add a nice Wyatt.
Woo! Woo! Hey.
I have the original.
I need to be credited.
You know what I should do is I should go into the old desk job sessions and find the original woo and put it in.
Fly that shit into
put
most
it in
of the songs.
Yeah, in any song.
Yeah.
Bury it in there.
It'll be like your Wilhelm scream.
Exactly.
Just replace every snare with that.
I could, in theory, do that. That would be fun.
I know you could. You went to school to do that.
Ha ha.
Re-trigger every single drum beat.
Every hit. Or just only during tom hits, so only during fills.
This is a good project.
Yeah.
That would be fucked. We'll put that on the Discord later.
Hey, join the Discord room.
Join the Discord room. Link's in
the show
in
notes.
The description. Kyle's going to give me a
freshie.
A recent
I
got
to find out how
Fresh
to get
link.
Just a permanent one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be nice.
It's not like we're getting raided on the Discord room by, like, you know, bad actors.
Yeah. Rate on Apple Podcasts.
For the love of God,
please.
Please. Just give us 5 stars and say a review and, you know.
I think if we had like
to go fuck ourselves.
Three or four
care.
People do that, we'd be the top TBRPC.
Easy.
Yeah.
Go get a box of mac and cheese and then sit down, write your review, and say what shapes you think taste better for no reason.
And then throw your phone into the ocean.
Yeah. Go watch Titanic and ride a bike.
About 30 feet.
We've added a lot new lore on this podcast, I feel.
Truly.
So if you're just joining us, you're at the start of a new era.
You're at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoops.
We love you, folks.
Love you.
And with that,
kisses.
Da-do-ka. Dude, just do the outro.
This has been a Guilty Dogs podcast.